Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Tuesday, May 26th, is the 425th anniversary of the death of St. Philip Neri, known as the Apostle of Rome. And these are today's headlines. In an interview with Vatican Media, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaks about his appeal for a global ceasefire. Various countries around the world begin to ease restrictions imposed to halt the spread of COVID-19. And this Saturday, Pope Francis will be praying the rosary with faithful from around the world. For Vatican News, I'm Christopher Wells. In an interview with Vatican Media, Antonio Guterres, Secretary General of the United Nations, speaks, among other things, of his gratitude to Pope Francis for supporting his appeal for a global ceasefire.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that the new global threats that the world faces require new forms of unity and solidarity. Speaking with Vatican News, the Secretary General began by thanking Pope Francis for his support for his global ceasefire appeal. He said that when he made that appeal, his message was simple, that fighting needs to stop so that we can focus on our shared enemy, COVID-19. Antonio Guterres also made another appeal for peace in the home. He notes that across the globe, as the pandemic spreads, we are also witnessing an alarming increase in violence against women and girls. The Secretary General highlights that the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a global health emergency. He added that in recent weeks, there has been a surge in conspiracy theories and anti-foreigner sentiment. In some cases, journalists, health professionals, or human rights defenders have been targeted simply for doing their jobs. He calls on educational institutions to focus on digital literacy, and he urges the media, especially social media companies, to do more to flag and remove racist, misogynist, and other harmful content in line with international human rights law. Mr. Antonio Guterres also invites all states to collaborate not only in fighting COVID-19, but also to address the peace and security challenges we are facing. He notes that the virus has demonstrated our global fragility, and that fragility is not limited only to our health systems, as it affects other areas of our world and our institutions. As regards the search for a vaccine against the COVID-19, Mr. Guterres notes that we live in an interconnected world, and none of us is safe until all of us are safe. He said that a vaccine must be seen as a global public good, not a vaccine or treatment for one country or one region or one half of the world. The UN Secretary General highlights that the pandemic is exposing inequalities everywhere. He calls on governments to ensure that spending to revitalize economies should be used to invest in the future and not in the past. He said that now is the time to be determined to defeat COVID-19 and to emerge from the crisis by building a better world for all. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
Several European nations, including Spain, are slowly easing lockdowns linked to the coronavirus pandemic. As regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports, tourists will be able to visit Spain from the beginning of July without having to quarantine for 2 weeks.
While still mourning its reported 28,000 coronavirus deaths, Spain wants to reopen to the outside world. The world's second most visited nation currently demands all foreign visitors isolate themselves for 14 days on arrival. But in a significant turnaround, the government decided to lift the controls from July 1st. It is an attempt to revive Spain's tourist industry for the holiday season. Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez said he wants Spain to establish safe corridors with other countries in Europe.
Les anuncio que habrá temporada turística este verano.
He says, I am announcing that there will be a tourist season this summer. We want to guarantee the reactivation of national tourism for this summer season. I publicly invite all tourist establishments, bars, restaurants, beach destinations, to start to prepare from today and to restart their activities in a few days. I am announcing that from July, foreign visits to Spain will resume under safety conditions.
En condiciones de seguridad.
And his foreign minister, Arantxa González-Laya, said European Union members should agree to a common approach to open borders. She wants a European definition of which countries should be deemed as safe. Saving the tourism industry and commerce is also crucial for other European nations struggling to overcome the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Among them is Europe's largest economy, Germany, which has entered into a technical recession. Official figures show that the German economy shrank by 2.2% in the first quarter of the year. That is compared to the same period in 2019, amid a global downturn linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Elsewhere in Central and Eastern Europe, Hungary is talking with neighboring nations to ease border controls. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
As COVID-19 restrictions begin to ease, many countries are making their first tentative steps into the next phase. Churches that have been closed for physical worship are opening their doors to the faithful, who are being asked to observe a series of precautionary measures. Today, May 26th, it's the turn of the Basilica of the Nativity in Bethlehem, the site of Jesus' birth, where 50 people will be allowed inside at a time. The move comes on the heels of the official reopening of the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem on Sunday, as announced by the Custos of the Holy Land, Father Francis Patton, together with the Greek Orthodox and the Armenian Patriarchs of Jerusalem. A statement signed by the three custodians of the Basilica detailed a series of measures the faithful will be asked to adopt, and described this new phase as a time of healing and hope. The closure of the Basilica of the Nativity, along with other churches and mosques in the Holy Land, was ordered on March 5th by the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Elsewhere, the Apostolic Nunciature in the Philippines has written to the country's Catholic bishops, warning their communities against a person claiming to be close to Pope Francis and Vatican officials. Robin Gomes tells us more.
The Apostolic Nunciature in the Philippine capital, Manila, has alerted the country's bishops against a certain Christian Eduardo Tietzer, who is claiming to be close to Pope Francis and Vatican officials. Tietzer introduces himself as president of the Peace for Life Foundation. In a May 22nd circular letter to bishops and diocesan administrators, Father Marvin Mejia, the Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, CBCP, said that Monsignor Julia Cabore, Charged Affairs of the Apostolic Nunciature in Manila, has written to CBCP President Archbishop Romulo Valles of Davao, warning dioceses and religious communities about Tietzer. Father Mejia warned that the person is claiming to be close to the Holy Father and to the Holy See. Having learnt about this questionable person, Father Mejia wrote, the Vatican Secretariat of State encourages all concerned to use maximum prudence in dealing with persons and groups when mention is made of the name of the Pope and other curial officials. Several Philippine church leaders have warned the public in the past against a scheme that uses the name of bishops to solicit money from people and church institutions. In recent weeks, reports surfaced of scammers targeting Catholics amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Catholic Church of the Philippines has asked the faithful not to send cash donations without verifying with their diocesan chanceries. Bishop Pablo Virgilio David of Calaocan, Bishop Alberto Uy of Tagbilaran, and Cardinal Orlando Quevedo, Archbishop Emeritus of Cotabato, have reportedly alerted the faithful regarding the scam. I'm Robin Gomes.
On Monday, the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development encouraged Catholics to participate in the annual Season of Creation. The event is scheduled to take place this year from September 1st through October 4th. Many organizations, including the Global Catholic Climate Movement, GCCM, are already organizing events. Tomas Insua is co-founder and executive director of the GCCM. He spoke with Vatican News about the upcoming event.
We just finished the Laudato Si week, a beautiful celebration of the Laudato Si encyclical of the fifth anniversary. It was an opportunity to deepen in this prophetic message, this prophetic call from Pope Francis to care for a common home. It was a reflection and a process that was marked by hearing the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. Season of Creation is the next step in our journey. So this special year of the anniversary of Laudato Si, as was proclaimed recently by the Dicastery of Integral Human Development, the next step in this journey is the Season of Creation, the special time between September 1st, which is the World Day of Prayer for Creation, and October 4th, which is the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. It's an ecumenical initiative in which Christians from different denominations come together and pray for creation and take care of creation. It's an invitation that Pope Francis himself has issued to the Universal Church with a beautiful message last year, reminding us that this is a really special time to deepen our commitment to care for a common home. So we see it as an opportunity to deepen into the message and the practical implications of the Laudato Si encyclical.
We heard there from Thomas Insua, co-founder and executive director of the Global Catholic Climate Movement. Finally, the Pontifical Council for Promoting New Evangelization has announced that Pope Francis will be joining the faithful gathered in Marian sanctuaries around the world to pray to the Virgin Mary for help in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Francesca Merlo has more.
Devoted and with one accord to prayer, together with Mary. On this theme, Pope Francis will lead the recitation of the Rosary on Saturday the 30th of May, joining the Marian shrines of the world, which due to the health emergency have had to interrupt their normal activities and pilgrimages. The Pope will once again be close to humanity in prayer to ask the Virgin Mary for help amid the pandemic. The prayer will be broadcast live to the world from the Grotto of Lourdes in the Vatican Gardens at 5:30 p.m. Rome time. The Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization that promotes the initiative has given dozens of rosaries to families and individuals who represent the areas most involved and most affected by the coronavirus pandemic. These include doctors and nurses, recovered patients and people who have suffered a loss, a hospital chaplain, a pharmacist and a journalist, a civil defence volunteer with his family, and a family who welcomed their newest member into the world during this difficult time. They will all be present to express hope. The Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization writes that at the end of this Marian month, Pope Francis will place the sorrows of all humanity at the feet of our Heavenly Mother, certain that she will not fail to help. The largest sanctuaries of the five continents will all be connected online. These include Lourdes, Fatima, Lujan, Milagro, Guadalupe, San Giovanni Rotondo and Pompeii. Archbishop Rino Fisichella, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization, sent out a letter addressed to the rectors of the shrines to invite them to organize and promote this special moment of prayer in accordance with current health regulations and relevant time zones. I am Francesca Merlo.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these stories and to hear this broadcast as a podcast, you can visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Vatican News Facebook page and on Twitter. Many thanks this afternoon go to our producers and sound engineers in studio. For the Vatican, for Vatican News, I'm Christopher Wells.
Has someone you know sent you advice from an unknown expert against coronavirus? Watch out! The expert may not be an authentic one. One way to manipulate information is through the use of a false expert who can add more credibility to the message. Always verify who that expert is and which organization they represent. During the COVID-19 outbreak, only trust official information sources and credible media outlets. Do not share unverified information. This is a message from UNESCO.